Mr. Bowman, you don't need no introduction.
When are we going to Nashville and make a recording?
Go ahead and set that up.
Good morning to all of you. Did everybody get a handout? Who needs a handout? Thank you. Who needs a handout? I'm glad that we sang some songs about when we all get to heaven and things like that, because I want to preach on Revelation 21-22. Let's turn in our Bibles there. It's 25 till, I need to get going. I know when to stop. You know when I'm going to stop? 12 o'clock. Okay. Well, that's when you're supposed to stop, isn't it, 12? We're on TV. Another program will be after that. On the handout, you'll note eternity 21 and 22. Those two chapters on eternity, which has no end to it. It's forever and ever. But look on your chart there. We're in the accustomed to seeing this, we're in the church age right now. And then the event that will close this one out will be the rapture of the church. And then the tribulation period of 7 years will be after the rapture of the church. And then the era coming down is the second coming of Christ back to Jerusalem, Revelation chapter 19, 11 through 16. And then chapter 20 is the millennial kingdom of 1,000 years, at the end of which will be a GWT, Great White Throne, which is in Revelation 20, the last part of chapter 20, 11 through 15, which will be a judgment of all unsaved dead that will ever die, from the first one back in the Old Testament to the last one of the millennial kingdom, will be resurrected out of Hades and will stand before Christ at the GWT, the Great White Throne, to be judged according to what they've done in their bodies, whether good or bad, and that judgment will determine their degree of punishment in the lake of fire. Then 21 and 22 is eternity. And so let's look at that now. I can't handle everything within the time that we have, but I just want to look at our home. Christ said in John 14, stop letting your heart be troubled. Is this on here? Oh, well, I don't need it then. This is on. Okay. John 14, stop letting your heart be troubled. You believe in God, don't you? Believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many dwelling places or mansions. If I go to arrange that heavenly city for you, that's what he's talking about. And if I go and arrange that heavenly city for you, I'll come again at the rapture and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So he has gone to arrange this heavenly city, a part of which will be for us, his bride. See, we're the bride of Christ. All believers from Pentecost to the rapture, constitute the bride or the body of Christ. So, it was incumbent upon an Oriental bridegroom, because Christ is Oriental, he's not Occidental, he's not a Westerner, he's an Easterner. It was incumbent upon an Eastern bridegroom to make sure he had a place for his wife when they got married. So Christ said, I go to arrange that place for you. So somewhere in that city will be a place for his bride, for us. We don't know where that, the scriptures do not delineate that. We're not told what part of the city. We'll look at the city in a moment now, within the time that we have. But within that city will be a place allocated for just the bride. Old Testament saints are not going to be living in that part of the city. That's the place for the bride, as it were. But we're not, as I say, we're not told where that will be within the city. So, let's look at Revelation 21-22 and note a couple things before we look at our home. Look at verse 1 of 21. You will note that John says, out there on the new earth, there will not be any of the seven seas. The word sea there is generically used of the plural. because there's seven seas on this earth right now. I've been on at least three or four of them: the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, the Pacific, the Mediterranean. I haven't been in the Indian Ocean, but there's seven seas on this earth right now. 73% of our earth is underneath those seven seas. Out in eternity, there will not be these seven seas. Look at verse 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there will be no more sea. Now, it didn't say it won't be in water now. We're talking about seas, the different seas, like the Atlantic. That'll be land. Of course, there's land out there now. If you took the water off, as it were, you know, that's terrible about that tourist boat in Italy going down, as it were. What was it, 14 or 12 or 14 killed? About 21 or so still missing? I may have my numbers wrong. So the new earth won't have any physical sea on it. That'll be land, and people will be living out there on that. We'll see that in a moment, though. So note that now. And then in verse 2, John sees that holy city coming down from third heaven, from God out of heaven. So up there in third heaven, there's a beautiful city, and it'll be coming down on the new earth. And if you note verse 2, I, John, saw the holy city. If you look over at verse 10, he called it that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And so this city will come down on the new earth. If you look at your handout there, you see the city upon the new earth. And let's look at that city now, part of which will be our home. We're not going to occupy all of it, you know, as it were, but we'll occupy a part of it as a bride of Christ. Let's look at that city now. Look over at verse 12. It will have a big wall around that city. Look at verse 12. It had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. Each gate will be an angel. At the 12 gates will be 12 angels, and the names thereof written, which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And on the east side of that wall will be three gates, on the west, north side three, south side three, west side three. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations underneath of it. 12 foundations. And in each foundation will be a name of one of the 12 apostles, like Matthew, Bartholomew, Peter, James, and John, the 12 apostles. Each foundation will be named after an apostle. And verse 14, so the wall will have 12 foundations. And then he talked with me, verse 15, that had the golden rod to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. Now, look, first of all, how big would this city be? Look at verse 16. The city is a perfect cube, or four square. On my handout here, that's not really a perfect cube, but it's cubical, as it were. It's not perfect cube. But it'd be a perfect cube, not a pyramid now. There are those that believe the city will be like a pyramid. Arthur W. Pink helped that years ago. No, it's not a pyramid. It's four square. Look at the word, verse 16. It's four square. It's a cube. And the length is as large as the breadth. Each side is the same. And he measured the city with a rod. And how big will it be? 12,000 furlongs. Now, does anybody have a calculator in the house? Does anybody have a calculator? Nobody? Nobody has a calculator? Huh? Nobody? You have one, ma'am? You can't. Okay. Turn it on. Now take these down. It's 12,000 furlongs. There's 582 feet in a furlong. Okay, multiply then 12,000 times 582, and get that number.
That's 6,984,000.
Okay, now how many feet is in a mile?
5,280 feet.
5,280. Now divide that into that. But in other words, it's over. It's over, the city will be over. Let's just make it round number. It'll be over 1,300 miles each way. 1,300 miles each way.
Over 13,000.
No. It's 1,300. Over 1,300 miles each way. You may have done it that wrong there. It would be like, if you look at your handout, it would be like going from Frisco or the Pacific Ocean over to the Mississippi River wide across town. It'd be like going, say, from here to Quebec, Canada, high. That's how big this city would be. And it'd be on the new earth. Where? Nobody knows except the Lord. It'll be on the new earth. It could be out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific or over North America, South America, Europe. And we don't know, Africa. We don't know. The Lord didn't tell us that. What a city. And it'll have a big wall around it. Look at verse 17. He measured the wall around the city 144 cubits. There's 18 inches in the cubit. And so 144 times 18 is about 216 feet. And most people say that wall will be that much wide, or 72 yards or 216 feet wide. And it'll be high around the city. Underneath the wall will be 12 different foundations. If you'll note in verse 19, if you look above there in verse 14, you'll note the city had 12 foundations, the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And then verse 19, the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with different gems. The first foundation was just pure jasper. The second foundation was sapphire. The third, chalcedony. The fourth, emerald. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, crystallite. The eighth, beryl. Ninth, topaz. Tenth, chrysoprase. The 11th, jasphemus. And the 12th, amethyst. Each foundation will be a perfect gem. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. The 12 gates around that wall were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. And the streets, the word street there is generically used for streets. The streets of the city will be pure gold. City was pure gold. The streets of the city were pure gold. And by the way, if you look above there in verse 18, the city was pure gold. And the streets will be pure. The city and the streets will be pure gold. And the foundations underneath that wall will be all these beautiful gems. It's hard to tell, folks, how beautiful this city will be. How beautiful. With all these gems and streets of gold and the city of gold. You note verse 22, there's not going to be any temple inside that city because the Lord is the lamp thereof. Verse 23, the city has no need of the sun. There'll be the sun, but the city has no need of the sun, nor the moon, nor to shine, because God will lighten that city, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And you'll note verse 24, the nations of them who are saved shall be able to come inside that city, the nations of the earth. See, there'll be Gentile nations out in eternity. We don't know who they are at this. It'll be those nations that come out of the millennial kingdom that in their saved status, because no unsaved person will be on top side. All unsaved people will be below the new earth in a place called the lake of fire, you note. And you see that if you look over 22 and verse 15. Outside this city are unsaved people. That is in the lake that burns with fire. All kinds of unsaved people. Dogs, not real dogs, but That's a Greek idiom that Jews call Gentiles dogs, because nothing worse than an old street dog in an Oriental city. So the worst kind of unsaved people, sorcerers, those that go into Gene Dixon type of thing, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves to make up and tell a lie. All those unsaved will be in the lake of fire, which will be underneath the new earth, as it were. But on top side, only saved people. And who will be in this beautiful city then? Well, we will. We will. I go to arrange that place for you, as I said while going to John 14. But who else will be there? Well, if you look above there, let me point this out, and then I want you all to go to Hebrews chapter 12 real fast. Because the Hebrew writer mentioned also the constituents of this city too. But there are the constituents, those who will be living in the city, are mentioned here too. Well, look above that, verse 12. Angels will be there, because at each gate will be an angel. So angels will be there. You'll note verse 12, Israel will be there. Old Testament saints will be there. And if you look down at verse 14, the 12 apostles, that means the church will be there, because the church is built on these 12 apostles. And so those are the constituents that will be living inside the city, inside. We live there. But now, hold your place there. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. And the author of Hebrews gives us the same constituents as we just named in Revelation 20 there. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. You're coming to Mount Zion, unto the city. That's what we're talking about. Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, who will be in that city? Innumerable company of angels. They'll be there. We saw that. We saw those over in Revelation 21. To the general assembly and the church. The church, that's us, the bride, the body, the church of the firstborn. We'll be there. And God, the Father, the judge of all, obviously our Father will be there. And the spirits of Old Testament men made perfect. The spirits of just men made complete. Abraham, Hebrews 11, Abraham looked for this city whose builder and architect is God. So Old Testament saints, angels will be there. The church will be there. God the Father will be there, obviously. Christ will be there. Old Testament saints will be there. But Gentile peoples live out on the new earth, and they'll be able to come inside the city. But they have to. If they come in on Friday, I'm kidding here. If they come in on Friday at 4 o'clock, they have to get out. They have to be out by Monday morning at 8 o'clock. In the military, that was called what, man? 72-hour. In the military, that's called what? 72-hour pass. We could leave the base at Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, but we had to be back on base on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. So I'm being facetious here, whatever that word means. these Gentiles, these saved Gentiles that live out on the new earth, we will permit them to come in on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, but they have to leave Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Get out of here, and they go back home. Look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 24. Revelation 21, verse 24. The nations of them that are saved shall walk. Because, you know, it has gates. You go through the gates to get inside the city. They shall walk in the light of that city. And the kings of the earth, they'll bring their glory and honor into it. That's the city. And the gates of the city shall not be shut at all by daytime, and there's not going to be any nighttime therein. Therein, that is, within the city. Doesn't mean it won't be day and night out on the earth. It will be. Because the sun, suns, moon, stars will always be throughout all eternity. Because it'll be day and night. When we've been there 10,000 years, with no less days than God's praise than when we first begun. So the gates of that city shall not be shut at all by day, for there's not going to be a nighttime therein. Now, verse 27, there shall in no wise enter into that city any unsaved person. Oh, what a beautiful place, folks. Look at chapter 22. This city will have a river that will flow down through the city. Look at verse 1. He showed me a pure river. That's not high rock. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, will be the tree of life that will bear forth 12 different kinds of fruit every 30 days. Because, you know, eternity is based on Jewish calendar that only has 30 days a month, 360 a year. You know, our Gregorian calendar, we've got leap years. Sometimes we've got 31 days. Sometimes we've got 29 days. Jewish calendar, from April, their calendar starts in April. We start ours in January. Because Passover is the beginning of months for them. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. On either side of this river will be the tree of life that will bring forth 12 different kinds of fruit every 30 days throughout all eternity. And these nations that come in, they'll eat this fruit, which will be a sustenance, not healing. It's not healing because they're saved. Saved people out in eternity can't get sick anyway. So our King James translates it as healing. It's sustenance. They eat it because it's good. You know, resurrected people can eat, you know, as it were. Okay, we've got 5 minutes here. What about life in this city? What about life? And I'm going to enjoy 21:4 with you all. 21:4. I'm going to enjoy that verse with everybody here in this auditorium. Look at 21:4. It'll be a life of complete joy. Look there in 21:4. If you take away everything mentioned there, what do you have? Joy. Look. There'll be no more physical death. No more physical death. The end of the millennial, the end of the millennial kingdom will be the terminal point at which people can die. People don't die out in eternity. No more physical death. Did we have a prayer request for someone that died this week? I think so. I can't remember. You know, that's a lot of sorrow there, isn't it? A lot of sorrow at death. I've lost father and mother and 4 sisters and a little brother. And I don't have but 1 sister left. And she's about ready to die, just full of cancer in Hickory, North Carolina. It's a lot of sorrow in this world. Folks, if we knew all the sorrow of people in this world right now, it would run us crazy. We couldn't take it. It's hard for us to take the sorrow that we see in our church family. Members of Holloway's, much less people outside, you see. If you take away sorrow, if you take away death, and all sorrow, and free-flowing crying, and no more, I like this one, no more physical pain. No more physical pain. Tylenol will go out, and Aleve will go out of business for sure. No more pain. My right knee hurts. And you all got, I guarantee you, there's a lot of pain in some bodies here this morning. Well, if you alleviate all this, what do you have? A life of complete J-O-Y. Joy. No crying, no free flow crying out of as a result of sorrow and pain. No more of that type of crying. Didn't mean we won't cry. Man, I tell you the truth. When I see Christ the first time, I don't know what I'll do. What are you all going to do? Cry? Well, I might cry. But it won't be because of pain or sorrow. It'll be because of joy. But there won't be any free-flowing crying as a result of sorrow, pain, and death. No more of that. They'd be a life of complete joy. What else, as I come to a conclusion? 21:27. Thank the Lord, out there on the new earth and in this city, nobody will ever tell a lie. Nobody will ever sin anymore. Those on top side of the earth now. Unsavory down in the lake of fire underneath the earth. But on the top side, there shall in no wise enter into that city anything that defiles. An unsaved person would defile that city if that unsaved person could actually be inside that city. Would defile it. And if you're here this morning, my friend, and if you're unsaved, you're not going to be in this city at all. If you die, you go down into the heart of the earth called Hades, and you'll stay there in your immaterial part in flame of fire, wishing that someone would come and cool your tongue because you're being tormented in this flame. And you'll stay there till the end of the millennial kingdom at the great white throne. You'll be brought out of that place, and you'll be resurrected and stand before Christ and judged and cast into the lake of fire. You're not going to be on top side. You'll be down there forever and ever with fire and burning sulfur throughout all of eternity. And the way out of that is to trust Christ as your personal Savior. And if any of you haven't known Christ, you don't know Christ, trust Him. You do not want to go to the lake of fire. You want to go to and be a part of us in the city. Be a part of the bride. If you trust Christ, you'll be part of the bride. Be part of the body of Christ. And you can be in this city and where it'll be complete joy and no unholiness, no evil thought, no curse word, no sin in any form or whatever. No at all. Throughout all, could you imagine that? Look at chapter 22. I like this one. We're going to close. 22 and verse 4. We're going to have fellowship with Him because we're going to see His face. When you're face to face with somebody, you can really fellowship with them, can't you? As you all do here at Holloway's, you fellowship. You look each other right straight in the eye. You don't drop your head when you come through the foyer. I watch you all as you come through the foyer. You don't drop your head when you meet somebody in the church. You look straight in the face. That's a sign of what? Starts with an F. Fellowship. There's nothing like it, folks. And retain that throughout your church history here. The time that the Lord gives you all here. Well, I have to close out a couple of things I could have mentioned about life in that city. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful. And we'll be there. That'll be our home. That'll be our home. I've got to put in this negative. We won't be living with our wives. Don't you say amen. that in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. We'll have our own. Thank the Lord that it won't be barracks. No barracks. I got enough of barracks in the Marine Corps. All living together in bunks. No, each one will have our own dwelling place. We won't be living with our husband and wives. Will we know them as our wives or husband? Well, sure. How in the world could you forget? but in heaven, there's neither marriage nor given in marriage because they're likened unto the angels. Luke chapter 20, verse 35. So there's no need for husband and wife relation in eternity because there's no propagation, no procreation, no bearing children. We just enjoy married life here. 6-3 with Lucille. 6-3. Father, bless them as we sing Just As I Am. Father, if there's may the Holy Spirit convict somebody right here this morning, if they don't know Christ as a Savior, that they'll never see that city. They'll see the lake of fire burning with sulfur, odoriferous sulfur in fire in their bodies throughout all of eternity and have no rest day nor night throughout all of eternity. Weeping, we won't weep, Father. Weeping and gnashing of teeth because of excruciating pain. Oh, Lord, thank you so much for our salvation. Convict that one, we do pray. In Christ's name. Amen. Brother, let's sing out. Just as that. What page is that?
Lord, save my blood, for she for me, and let her be. would you all forgive me, please? Would you all forgive me? I went 5 minutes over. Just hurt my soul. But I said, we'll close at 12. And I wasn't as good as I were. Please forgive me. Father, thank you so much now for our Sunday school morning service and for men, baptism day here today. Thank you for such a good group of people that have come to worship thee in spirit and truth. Father, again, if there's anybody here that's going to delay, help them to trust Christ and then go to the city. We do pray in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.